This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellins. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more of the Fort Smith region. Michael, it is June.
Oh, gosh. Don't tell me that, Kyle. It is June.
Ugh. Now, in some people's minds, when June rolled around, Fort Smith was going to begin to collect a 1% prepared food sales tax to help pay for the convention center operations. But that's not yet happening.
Well, if anyone's been watching this story and they have any expectations, they need to get over that right now. This thing has taken all kinds of different directions. But yes, on Friday we had an expedited hearing. So for people like me who are planning to get out of town early on Friday, no such luck. But Judge Fitzhugh here in Sebastian County granted a temporary injunction to stop collection of the tax, and in his ruling he went beyond that. It'll be interesting to see how the city responds, but he was not kind in his remarks as to how the city conducted itself during the process of that process being the signatures, the one group gathered to try to force the issue to a vote.
So now another court date for the 17th of June, and what happens after that could be any number of things.
Right. It will be. There are a number of directions. He could force the city to give the petitioners another 10 days to get their petitions in order. He could force it to a vote. I mean, there's some issues with which a judge is going to have to deal with also, Kyle, because you know the ordinance was approved by the board legally, and there's been no question so. Fitzhugh's going to have to determine whether he can intervene in the legislative body of a city, or how far he can intervene. So I am not going to pretend to know what all the outcomes are, other than to say any outcome or ruling would not surprise me at this point. But I still get a kick, Kyle, out of people who say, well, when this prepared food tax passes in Fort Smith, I'm going to eat outside the city limits. I'm not going to eat in Fort Smith. Well, great. Good luck. Let's see. Van Buren has a 1% prepared food tax. Alma, Greenwood has a prepared food tax. So you need to head to Roland or Chester or somewhere. Your choices become greatly limited if you're trying to avoid the evils of a 1% prepared food tax.
So we'll wait till the 17th or 18th and see where the story progresses from there.
Correct. And I hope it keeps going. It's great for traffic on the City Wire.
Fort Smith unemployment rate, like many of the unemployment rates in metro areas in Arkansas, dipped with the latest numbers.
Yes, we had a bit of good news, I should say, on Wednesday. The Fort Smith metro rate dropped to 7.7% in April. It's the first time in several months that the rate has been the number of unemployed have been below 11,000 in the metro area. And the first time in several months that we've been below 8%. So it's a good direction. It follows a decline that began a couple months ago. And also, Kyle, all of Arkansas's 8 metro areas saw April jobless rate declines. And Pine Bluff was the only one of those to see a rate that's still higher than it was in April of 2010.
And so that means consumer confidence is going up?
Well, one would think, one would hope consumer confidence is going up. A survey we recently conducted, at least in the metro area, shows just the opposite. So people, at least in the Fort Smith area, are less than optimistic about their own personal situation and what others and what federal and local governments and state governments are doing to correct that situation.
Could this be the sort of thing that lags? I mean, okay, now people are seeing that unemployment has dipped in Fort Smith and foreclosures are down, so that could translate in 2 months to maybe confidence coming back up?
That's one of several options. You know, we Talk Business Research, which is Roby Brock and Hendricks College, conduct this survey for us, and we've talked through various scenarios as to why it's down. You know, one of the things congressional redistricting, our part of the world really got hit hard, some think, on congressional redistricting. We had the post office consolidation moving operations to Fayetteville. Golden Living, although they're moving 200 folks here, they relocated their corporate headquarters to Dallas. And so we thought maybe there's some play that subconsciously or even consciously up front, people see that and it just eventually piles up. You know, it's like Chinese water torture, so to speak. You know, it's just the drips finally add up.
Well, I've also got to ask you about a story that's on thecitywire.com right now about a robotics competition that takes place in Fort Smith, and it's kind of the incubation thanks to an assistant professor at Arkansas Fort Smith, John Martini. Tell me about this article.
Yes, well, and thanks for asking, because it's fun. You know, we always like to talk about positive news as well, and gentleman John Martini is assistant professor at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, and I'm not going to say single-handedly, but he's a great leader. He's dynamic. He gets people involved. But he, you know, he's had a lot of help. But he has really ensured that this best robotics competition, and it's a national competition and attracts people from all over the country. But there's a regional event, the Frontier Trails Best Regional Competition. It's held in the fall. Brings thousands of kids and their parents. I mean, Fort Smith is overrun for a 3 or 4 day period, and the Fort Smith Convention Center is packed, and the Stubblefield Center at the university is packed with these kids, some brilliant kids. I mean, they almost make you angry how smart these kids are, you know, and you think, why? I'm not even near that. I wasn't near that smart when I was their age, and I'm not near that smart now. But these kids use these, and they build these robots, and they're not just little remote control. It's a very elaborate system of electronics, mechanics, that these kids, I call them kids, I mean, they're young adults, but they compete. And you know, Kyle, if you look at our science and math statistics in terms of where this country is compared to other countries, you know, it's people like Martini who are helping us at least keep our head above water in terms of producing another generation that will know how to, you know, connect things up with electronics and hydraulics and those sorts of things.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and robots for the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you as always.
All right. You're welcome, Kyle.